Thank you so much, Mike. And joining us here this morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, and another notch on the belt loop.
Yes, it is. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
We have some good news to report. We were able to track down last week's Fugitive of the Week. We just did that on Tuesday morning. We tracked down Mr. Melvin James Campbell, the 4th. He was wanted by Nashville Police Department for burglary with a firearm, otherwise known as home invasion.
Mm-hmm.
He was definitely considered to be armed and dangerous based on the offense that was charged and the firearm being involved in that case. You might recall, he's only a 21-year-old kid and doing some really, really wrong things, having a hell of a criminal history already. And this home invasion is alleged to have occurred at the beginning of March. And we were able to develop some information both through our partners at Nashville PD and our Marshals Task Force down in Massachusetts. And that led to his successful arrest this morning, or actually Tuesday morning, down in Worcester, Mass. So,
awesome.
Put Mr. Campbell into custody, and he'll be held down at the Worcester County Jail as a fugitive from justice, pending his return to New Hampshire.
Excellent. That's I love it when the story ends like that, Jeff.
It really, you know, it makes me happy that we arrest them, but at the same time, you know, I really encourage people to do the right thing and turn themselves in.
Yep.
We talk about that a lot, and it just makes sense. You know, you see the Fugitive of the Week, you have some issues to clear up. Why not do it the right way and take care of it? Man up, woman up, whatever you want to say. Just step forward and take care of the allegations, and maybe they're unfounded, maybe they're not. That's not our job to convict you. That's up to the courts. So we're just doing our part in getting you in front of the judge.
Right, and the reality is if you do get in front of the judge, you can start to pave sort of a new future road for yourself.
And that's the name of the game. You know, it doesn't always have to be this way. You don't always have to be, you know, playing cops and robbers, per se. And, you know, why look over your shoulder? Why not just live your life and enjoy life for what it is, work hard, and reap the rewards?
Right. Because in the meantime, we do have this little Fugitive of the Week thing that we do every single week with the U.S. Marshals. And somebody else is added to the list today.
We sure do. Today we have Mr. Peter McVane Curtis. He is wanted for a recent offense in New Hampshire, alleging kidnapping and criminal threatening with a deadly weapon. He's also wanted out of Maine for probation violations on an underlying drug charge. I believe it was fentanyl. He's 34 years old, 5'9", 210 pounds, has several tattoos, has hazel eyes, brown hair, but the tattoos... I put a couple of them on the poster. The bottom left photo is some initials and name on his upper right arm.
Right.
And then the bottom right photo is a tattoo that appears on his wrist. It looks like some initials and some tribal art as well.
Right, kind of mixed together, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of mixed together, but that gives you an idea. Those are the most obvious tattoos that are seen. There's another one in the center, upper center of his chest, which is visible in one of the photos as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which says the name Javi, J-A-V-E. He has ties throughout Maine, up in the Portland area, Cumberland County, all the way down to the seacoast in northern Massachusetts. He tends to go back and forth a lot. He does have a criminal history, you know, involving... arrest for assault, burglaries, drug, larcenies, trafficking, prison contraband, kind of a litany, a pretty good variety of a criminal history.
Right, but enough for you to elevate him to armed and dangerous.
The armed and dangerous definitely comes from the kidnapping charge, and there was a criminal threat made with a firearm that forced this person into a vehicle, so this is a recent occurrence, and he fled from police in a couple of high-speed chases. Definitely somebody that's trying to avoid arrest in every way possible, and we want to get him off the street just to keep the public safe and, you know, try to have him answer for these offenses that he's been charged.
All right, so if we have any information on Mr. Curtis, what do?
We can reach out to the main number at 603-225-1632. Has to speak to the case agent, which in this case is one of our task force officers, Special Deputy U.S. Marshal Carlson. Or, as always, go right on the poster, two links on there. One says web tip. That'll send us an anonymous email. Or you can always text the word NHTIP, followed by any information to the phone number TIP411. And those are both anonymous. We don't need your name in any reports. We just need to track down Mr. Curtis, get him in handcuffs so the public safe, and he can answer to the offense as charged.
It's really that simple. I mean, I know, you know, it's not complicated instructions. However, some people do make the choice of staying on the other side of the law when this is obviously a way out.
Yeah, this is definitely a bad choice, and there are options. We would prefer that you turn yourself in, but at the same time, we're willing to track you down and force you to do the right thing.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and if you don't turn yourself in, yeah, you will be looking over your shoulder.
That's for sure.
That's just how it is. All right, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, as always, thank you for your work, my friend, and hopefully we'll have a great story to tell next week.
I'm hoping so, too. I appreciate the help, Pat, and we'll talk to you then.
That's our Fugitive of the Week. I'll have this posted in just moments on the Pulse of New Hampshire app. I'm Pat Kelly on the Morning Information Center here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.